Everybody said, amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our God reigns forever, amen. And that's a powerful statement. Should be encouraging to you. It's because he lives, we live. First John 4:4. Go ahead and put it on the screen. Some of y'all turn there. Some of y'all don't have to turn there because it's one of your favorite scriptures. I understand. I have to read a couple things first before we... 1 John 4:4. I have some pages still turning, so I'm going to wait for a second. So we can read it together. We can say it out of our own mouths. 1 John 4:4, let's read it together. Ready, read. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is where?
In you.
Come on, don't say you, now say me. Now make it personal now. Say in me.
In.
Say greater is in me.
Greater.
Say it again. Say greater,
greater.
Is in me
is
than it is in the world.
In the world.
Are y'all seeing it? You have overcome them. That's not you will overcome. Say, I have overcome.
I have.
I need you to say it like you mean it. Say, I have overcome.
I have.
When I say I have overcome, that means it's past tense. That means there's nothing that's going to come that's going to overtake me because I have. You have. You are of God. Somebody say, I'm of God.
I'm of God.
Now, I know you think you're from whatever city you're from, but that ain't where you're from. Say, I'm from God. Come on, say,
I'm from heaven.
That's where you come from. You are of God. You are pulled out from God. And you have overcome. Because greater is he that is in me, say in me, than he that is in the world. Go over to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. I'd be laughing because you thought you came for one thing. Something else about to happen to you. Luke chapter 17, verse 20, and then the nerve of them, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, the nerve of them to try to demand something of Jesus, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, ready, read, the kingdom of God, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is where?
Within.
Come on, say the kingdom of God, is within me.
Within.
Say it again, the kingdom of God, is within me.
Within.
One more time, say the kingdom of God,
is within
me.
Within.
So we got two things we just heard. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Where is that? Say in me.
In.
Come on, say it again, say in me.
In.
The kingdom of God is where? In me, in me. Now we say that, we read these things and we make them figurative, but God's way of doing things and how he wants to get accomplished is in you already. I often like to say this, that God, he smuggled his will in you. When somebody smuggles something somewhere, it's hidden somewhere that it can't be detected. And so I put it in some weak and feeble flesh. Flesh that still get hungry and be sleepy and be tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it inside of that flesh. Sounds like Jesus, don't it? I'm going to smuggle my will in here so the enemy won't even see it come in.
Yes.
Come on, you got to hear what I'm saying. In me, say in me.
In.
Come on, say it again, say in me.
In.
Say the kingdom of God,
kingdom
is within me.
Within.
He not going to do it no other way. Listen. He not going to do it no other way. Stop waiting for another way to come. The way that already has come is you. You are the way God is going to get it done. Oh, my God. Say,
I'm the way
God going to get it done.
I'm gonna get it done.
No, not low here. Lord, that preacher, that revival, that conference. No, the kingdom of God is. So I need you to understand where it's at. It's in me. Everybody say it's in me.
It's in me.
Now, I came this morning. I didn't come to read no scriptures to y'all. I didn't come to expound any scriptures, but I wanted to transform you into the scriptures. Are we changing this morning? The word made flesh and dwelt among us. It's talking about you. Yeah. I don't want to jump ahead, but whenever Jesus gives me the okay to be just like him, then I know that whoever he is, that's who I am. Yeah. Whenever he tells me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall you do also. When he tells me that, when he say, I'm in the Father in me, you in me, and I'm in you. When he makes me synonymous with who he is, then I expect that same thing. So if the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, then the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it louder. Say amen.
Amen.
Now and I came for a reason. I was sent here for a divine reason this morning.
Yes, sir.
Now that we know that it's in you, say it's in me.
It's in.
Come on, say the kingdom of God is within me.
The kingdom of God is in me.
Come on, say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Yes.
Now that we know that it's in us, the only problem now is how to get it on the
outside.
The transition from the inside to the outside. It's in me, but now I got to get it to perform outside of me. We call that manifestation. I look up the word manifestation, and it says something that was withheld before, but now is presently seen. Something that was concealed before, but now is seen in clear sight. Everybody say inside.
Inside.
To outside.
To outside.
So I don't know, man. I got a paper with me. I come to subpoena y'all this morning. He told me to bring it up there. I come to subpoena. The subpoena. Y'all know what a subpoena is? Anybody ever got a subpoena before? Come on, that's a real one right there. That's a real subpoena. I came to serve you this morning. Y'all ain't trying to hear me this morning. I came to serve you. I remember Jesus said, I ain't come to be served, but I came to serve. Yeah. I come to serve you. I come to give you a divine subpoena this morning. I'm planning to subpoena some things out of your soul this morning. To call those things that are in you out of you. We've been in the wrong direction. We've been expecting to receive instead of releasing. Everybody say release.
Release.
Come on, say it again, release.
Release.
Come on, we've learned the gospel. The gospel that we learned was always receiving something.
Yes, sir.
No, everybody say release.
Release.
You already got it.
Already got it.
I want you to say it loud whether you believe it or not, because your mind just started counting all the stuff that you don't have. I know how I do. Your mind try to keep you in a limited state. I know how it do, right? But in your patience possess your soul. Say, I already got it.
Already got it.
Come on, say, I already got it.
Already.
Say it louder. Say, I already got it.
Already.
Watch this. Say, I came here with it.
I came here with it.
Now, you came to church with it, but you came to earth with it too. The moment that you were born, you hear me right there? The moment that you were born, the moment that you were sent here, he already sent you with it already. Because I already had a plan. Before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out the womb, I ordained you. I sanctified you, right? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. How can I expect the end if I didn't set it up already? Yeah. It's already in me. It's already in me. Yeah. It's already in me. So he told me I got to pull the subpoena. The subpoena start coming. It tell you what time you got to be there. It got your name on it, the address to make sure it's talking to you.
Yeah.
It tell you what, and it's called the, you ready? You ready for it? It's called a witness subpoena.
Yeah.
It's called a witness subpoena. That means you saw something. That means you experienced something already. Yeah. Really quick. See, you've experienced something already. You hear me? You hear me? You hear me? You've experienced something already, but the enemy tried to make you forget what you experienced. Yeah, the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust for other things, come in and choke the word. It's trying to make you forget who you are. The fact, breathe in. Come on. The fact that you're breathing, you've seen enough. The fact that you're alive right now. Yeah. You're a witness of the goodness of God.
Yes,
come on, say, I am a witness of the goodness of God. Let me put some of y'all at ease. You don't have to have a near-death experience to witness the goodness of God. I know some people that had it already, and then, you know, they feel tough. You don't have that. Just because you're alive, breathe. Just because you're alive, that's the goodness of God.
Yes.
I came here with it. 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 Yeah. I came here with it.
Yes, sir.
So it's a divine subpoena. I keep hearing Jesus not talking about, I come to serve you. I get what he's talking about now. I was trying to give you this divine subpoena to start calling God out of you. And the day for you to show up is today. It's not a later date, it's now. Everybody say it's now. Come on, say it again, say it's now. One more time, say it's now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not later. Everybody say now. The time to show up is now. There are gifts. I wrote this down. There are gifts. We have, watch this, I wrote this down. We have the ability to do things that we have not yet discovered. Oh, y'all hear me? If you hear me, say yeah. If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Listen, we have ability to do things that we have yet to discover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next line says, it's not till we die to what was before do we experience the fresh.
Come on.
You can't put new wine in old skins.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's scripture, ain't it?
Yeah.
You can't put the old cloth on the new cloth. It's going to make the new cloth old. That's scripture, ain't it?
Yeah.
So there's some previous ways that you got to die to see the way God is doing it with you now.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
It's divine subpoena. The subpoena don't ask if you want to come. How many of y'all got subpoena before? Come on. Come on. Some of y'all ain't got it. It's going to come to you one day. Listen. They don't ask you, would you like to be present on this day? Come on. The subpoena don't invite you to church. I'm subpoenaing some of y'all online members that are supposed to be at work like this morning. Y'all be sitting at home watching online. I subpoena you this morning. Come. It don't ask you if you want to come. Yeah, you got to pull up. You got to show up when they told you to show up. All right, subpoena. Yeah. Yeah, God is subpoenaing us. You got to show up when he told you to show up. You don't get a choice in the matter. God was very polite with us. God, ain't he loving? Ain't he gracious? He's very, very gracious and very merciful. Lord, have mercy. Is he merciful? Lord, have mercy. I can't hear nobody. Lord, have mercy. Is he merciful? I know I'm just speaking for myself. I don't know what y'all talking about. But he had a lot of mercy on me. Maybe y'all ain't been through nothing. I had no situations. Or maybe y'all ain't never made no mistakes. But mercy. Mercy, 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 Lord. He's so polite. He make you feel like you got a choice. He said, I said before you life and death. Blessed God. And he says, choose life. But I'm going to make you feel like you're doing something. They said in Genesis, they said both trees, he said the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, both in the garden. And he said, don't eat from that tree. Make you feel like you got a choice. Ain't that nice of God? Yeah, but you ain't got none. Time is over for all your choosing. All right, the apostle said this, we move from choice to decision.
Yes.
And it's really not you deciding, you've been decided.
Yeah.
God already decided he's going to use you.
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
If you're alive, say yeah.
Yeah.
God already decided you.
Yeah.
He already decided it's you.
Yeah.
You are a decision.
Yeah.
Say, I am
a decision.
A decision. God already decided. So now it don't ask you if you want to come, if you want to show up, if you want to be there, if you feel like coming this morning, if you feel like praying today. It don't ask you none of the ifs. Ain't no ifs. No, when that subpoena come, oh Lord, when that subpoena come, you got to show up. You're under law. Yeah, if you don't show up, somebody else going to show up.
Come on.
That's right. if you don't show up, somebody else is going to show up, and there's going to be another up called lockup. It says there's a line on it. I read it. It says under like the law, like you have to be under law. You got to show up. And I thought about it that if we don't answer the subpoena, then we are subject to the law. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's Romans 8. Yeah, yeah. But if I'm not free, if I don't show up like Jesus, if I don't show up like what I'm supposed to look like, then I'm always subject to the laws of the land. I'm always subject to whichever way the law goes, I'm subject to it. Because I didn't show up. Everybody say show up.
Show up.
Come on, say because I didn't show up.
Show up.
Yeah, you won't be able to leave here today and be the same. You won't be able to leave and go back to the same thing you were. No, because you've been served.
Yeah.
Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you've been served.
Yeah.
Come on, look at the other neighbor and say, you've been served.
Yeah.
You've been served. There's another word called summons. It's a summons. It's a summons. I'm calling you out. It's a summons. You gotta come. Those giftings that's inside of you, you gotta come out. There's something that you got that we need to witness. Are y'all hearing me? So it gotta come out. You don't have a choice. Submit yourself to the summons. Submit yourself to the subpoena. It's calling you right now. Are y'all hearing me? You can fight it if you want, but you'll be stuck under the law. Some of the things that you believe in God for is actually summoned out of you if you'd answer the summons. I give you scripture all day long. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God, everybody? I can't hear y'all. Where's the kingdom of God, everybody? I can't hear y'all. Where's the kingdom of God, everybody? Say in me. Put your hands on yourself. Say in me. Say the kingdom of God. There you go, David. I like that. Put both hands on there. Say the kingdom of God is within me. So now when I seek first the kingdom of God, I got to seek first what God is doing in me. And his righteousness means his equity. Not your righteousness, his righteousness. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, not my righteousness, his righteousness. Not what I'm equal to, what he equal to. And then it says, watch this. You ready? Watch this, a subpoena. And all these things. See, you go and get stuff that's supposed to be coming to you. Here's the line he told me, you ready? He says, what you have to give is greater than what you could ever receive. This is why I'm saying scripture now. Y'all ready? If you're ready, say yeah. This is why he says it's more blessed to give than to receive. The word blessed means empowered. So you are more empowered when you're giving than you are when you receive. So it's more empowered to give. Why? Because that's what you came here for. God sent you. John 8, Jesus starts talking. He said, I was sent here. He said, I know where I come from and I know where I'm going. I was sent here for a reason. I got to do the work of the one that sent me.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
So what you have to give is greater than what you could ever receive. You see how you've been tricked?
Yeah.
I can't hear y'all. You see how you've been tricked?
Yeah.
You thought you needed more and didn't know you had it all. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I got you doing like this. You're going out there, you're reaching. You're trying to go get it. You're trying to do all things. No. It comes from you.
Because
what comes from you draws all things to you. That's why in Luke 6:38 he says, give.
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't got to go the rest of it. Just handle that part. Give. Everybody say, give.
Give.
And it shall be given you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken, get a run over. Shall men give unto your bosom. This is the result of your give. Because what you have to give is greater than what you'd ever receive. Yeah. We calling that out this morning. We calling all that out. We calling your God nature out of you this morning. We're demanding the God nature to come out of you. You cannot go back to that situation the same way. You cannot go back to that same situation in fear. You cannot go back to that same situation in worry. You cannot go back to that same situation in concern. I'm demanding God out of you this morning. I didn't say, hold on. I didn't say I'm demanding good out of you. Let me, I'm saying this for a reason, because your mind starts to tell you that you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. It starts to tell you how much you didn't pray. You know God is in you whether you pray or not. You know he's still working in you. Yeah. You know. Whether you did the right deed or the good deed, or, you know God is still in there.
Yes. Come
on. So we're not talking about your morality as a result.
Yeah.
It's not a goal. Y'all got to hear me. Everybody say amen.
Yeah.
Your morality is a result, not a goal. Your morality is not a goal to reach. I'm trying to get good. No, because God is good, I am good. And then I release the good. And when I'm giving the good, y'all hear it? When I'm giving the good, it overrules everything else that could be something else. See, it's backwards. It's backwards. We've been trying to call stuff to us, and God said, no, I'm trying to call it out of you. You ain't got no choice. I don't need you to believe everything I'm saying. You ain't got no choice. Calling it out, you ladies. I'm calling it out. I'm calling it out from the inside. We have ability to do things that we have not yet discovered. Not till we die to what's been done do we come alive to unseen possibilities. Romans 8:19 says the whole creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's waiting to see you see yourself.
Yes, sir.
It's waiting for you to recognize that you got it. Say, I got it. Come on, say it again. Say, I got it. Come on, say it again. Say, I got it. Stop thinking about what you don't got. Every time I hear it, I can hear it. It's loud. I can hear it. Every time I say, I got it. Say, I got it. I hear your mind. I hear your mind. And your mind, y'all hear your mind too. Your mind starts telling you, but you ain't got this. Come on, anybody witness. Come on, tell me the truth. Come on, don't lie to me now. Come on, we got to be honest right now because we're getting somewhere. Come on, tell the truth. That mind ain't who you are. Your thoughts are not who you are.
That's right.
Right? Your thoughts sometimes are things that you got from somebody else that lied to you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Or things that's trying to tell you you're something that you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, your thoughts are not who you are.
That's
right. It be lying. Make your thoughts shut up.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you got to tell them, shut up.
Shut up.
I don't care who around. They might think you're crazy, but let me be crazy on my own.
Yeah.
Shut up, thoughts. That ain't what God said. That ain't what God said. That ain't who I am.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Say, I got it. Come on, say,
I already
got it.
Got it.
Yeah. You came in with it. You say, well, what I got? I got everything that God sent me with.
Right.
I got whatever's needed when it's needed right then. Yeah. Remember Jesus says, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will. Yeah, I got it already. So when it's time to have it, I got it. Jesus wasn't walking around with bags of bread and fish because he knew he got to feed 5,000 people. And prepare for a rainy day. Y'all heard me, amen. One day we're gonna be out there and everybody gonna be hungry, and I gotta make sure that I prepare. Cause it's gonna be 5,000 of them. He wasn't carrying that around. No, but when it was time, it's time. Everybody say when it's time, it's time. Say it again. Say when it's time, it's time. One more time. Say when it's time,
it's time.
I ain't got to get ready. I'm ready. Cause I already got it. Come on, say it. I already got it. So it doesn't matter what it looked like, what it looked like ain't there, whatever. Because I got it, it got to have it.
That's good.
But you got to know you got it.
Yes.
See, your belief, get your belief off the things. Belief wasn't made for things.
Yeah.
But you know what belief was made for? Belief was made for what them first two letters say.
Yeah.
What the first two letters of belief is? B. Belief is made for your being.
Yeah.
The only thing you got to believe is who you be.
Yeah.
The only thing that you got to believe is who you be. And this is the only thing that the enemy is trying to trick you with.
Yes.
He said, well, y'all gonna be just like God. Remember he told Adam and Eve that? That's how he tricked me to eat off the tree. But who was I before?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If, if, If you're telling me I'm going to be like God, then you trying to tell me that I'm not like God, but I'm already
like God.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
So who was I before you told me that lie? Because all you got to do is believe who you are. But the moment that you don't believe who you are, you start acting out of sorts. You start acting like somebody else. You start acting like you done lost your mind. You start acting like you done lost your identity. Why? Because you believe what somebody else said about you and not what God said.
Yes. That is power.
Everybody say belief.
Belief
is for being.
It's for being.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know, listen to this. You have to retool your disciplines with God. This is what I'm saying. Because if you don't know that that God is consistently, since you got here, calling something out of you, then you'll always be trying to get something from God. Oh, y'all thought that's what y'all supposed to be doing? Oh, y'all thought y'all supposed to be getting something from God? No, God sent you with it. In the beginning, God breathed into man and man became a living soul. How much more do you want? I breathe. I'm serious. I breathed in you, you became a living soul. Made you in my image and my likeness. How much more do you need? The only problem is you don't recognize that you're in my image and my likeness. So now you feel like you keep begging me for stuff. God is not moved by your begging. Not now. He might have moved the Old Testament by some begging and sacrificing bulls and goats and all that. He ain't moving right now. He's only moving by image.
Yes, ma'am.
He's only moving by the likeness of his son.
Yeah.
And if you don't look like him, what are we talking about? It's alignment. Everybody say alignment.
Alignment.
I've got to align my identity to the identity of Christ. And I had this picture. I said, you gotta choke, you gotta strangle, and you gotta smother every other thought that say you're not like Christ.
Come on.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes, sir.
You gotta choke it out. You ever saw somebody put somebody in a chokehold?
Yeah.
Choke them out till they can't. Yeah. Y'all done seen that before. Yeah, you gotta choke it, you gotta smother it. Smother that thought. Bring that thought into submission. Bring every thought. This is scripture. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Whatever's telling me I'm not like Christ is a lie. Say it. Sometimes we got things that we deal with that's telling us we not like Christ. It's a lie. You need to look at it and tell it you're lying. If you don't know, the word of God, the word of God, I brought this up here, but this your real subpoena. Yeah. Whatever you pull up in here is telling you what should be coming out of you. You know, I love the Bible. I love the way the Bible was written, because the Bible also gives me examples of what I'm supposed to be and what I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah.
The Bible gives me an example of what I'm supposed to ask and what I'm not supposed to ask. Yeah. A lot of the characters in the Bible is characters that you're not supposed to be. I know. Amen. Everybody say amen.
I know
y'all love David and Goliath. Y'all love the story. I know we love it, man. We learned it as kids. David was an adulterer, murderer. What are y'all talking about? Solomon had 1,000 women. And we taking marriage advice from him. This in here. Y'all gonna find it. He had 1,000 of them. He had 300 wives and 700 side pieces. Y'all talking about the wisdom of Solomon. All right. Y'all better quit playing around. That's why Jesus says a greater than Solomon is here. Yeah. Trying to get you clear about who you're supposed to be. See, you being all these other people. God bless them. God bless them for the story. Woo! Shout out, the wall fell down. Whoa, Jericho. Look, I ain't worried about none of that. What Jesus said.
That's right. Amen.
Who Jesus says I am.
Yes.
You get it? Because you find yourself in the wrong identity.
Amen.
And now you find yourself in the wrong identity and then the wrong thing coming out of you.
Amen.
You ain't got no walls to march around.
Amen.
You ain't never been to Jericho.
Amen.
You couldn't find Jericho on the map right now if you wanted to. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are
you?
Wow.
If you don't know that this is what it's doing, then you're going to go to this the wrong way. You're going to start trying to cherry pick different things out of here to try to build your castle of your idea of euphoria or whatever, or utopia or whatever. You're going to start picking little scripts. Y'all know how we do it. Come on, everybody say amen. You know you the picture. You know we taught it. You pick your scripture to stand on. How long you been standing on it? Why you not standing as it? You see me, Todd? It's real simple. But because we can't see what it's saying, when he said the word made flesh and dwelt among us, it immediately gave you access to be what God said you said that you are in the scriptures. But we started cherry picking scriptures and trying to throw them at a problem. But we get no traction. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody say amen.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all got some scriptures written down on your mirror right now that you ain't seen yet. Yeah. We got to be honest with ourselves. Yeah, the first rule in using the map is find out where you are. Yeah, absolutely. Y'all know we got these scriptures that we've been trying to stand on, and we 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 stand on it, and then we stand on it. Sometimes we sitting down on it, then we stand on it, and then we just. So if you don't know, you won't recognize. See, this conversation should make you to the point where you never want to put this down. Listen, but you're not doing it because you're trying to be diligent. Or somebody told you need to be a better person. No, if they told me that there was something that I could pick up, and if I study it all day long, every day, and I keep it in front of my eyes, and then they got some words in there that came from the word in the flesh in there, in red right there. If somebody told me that was there, and they told me that it showed me what I look like, they told me I was just like God,
yes.
And they told me how to talk and how to walk and how to say it, I ain't putting that down. I don't care what show coming on. I don't care who talking over there. I'm trying to see what it's saying, because it's telling me my divine nature.
Yes.
But because we don't know that, now you think it's a toil. I teach a class called Living by the Book in school. And it's not talking about, it's a toil. It's like eating shredded wheat. Like you got to just do it. You just force it on down because, you know, they told you got to read the word. This is because you don't know what it's doing. You don't know what it's saying. You don't know that it's, as you go, it's calling God out of you. But if you don't know what's happening, it won't happen to you. It could be happening and trying to happen the whole time, but you're not in position for it to happen to you. I won't submit to the subpoena. I won't submit to the summons. I heard this and I started laughing. John 14, 12. we learned about this. we learned about this. It's real popular too. It had a book came out and all that, and had a little documentary called The Law of Attraction. You ever heard that?
Yes.
Any ever heard The Law of Attraction?
Yes.
And y'all, some of y'all started working it, huh? Working the Law of Attraction. I think I can create my world. I think it. I can, you know, get the right thoughts and the wrong thoughts. It's so good. It's the Law of Attraction. Now I can attract. What I want to come to me, right? And so we just, everybody went off on the Law of Attraction. The problem with that is, how you know what's supposed to come to you?
Yeah.
You just picking stuff? You saw an ad and said, I want that? How you know what's supposed to be attracted to you? Now, I just read the scripture to you, Matthew 6:33. It says all these things will be added. That means the things that are supposed to be to you will be added to you.
Yes.
But seek first the kingdom of God, right?
Yes.
But he flipped me. He said, y'all so busy talking about the law of attraction. He said, there's a law of extraction.
Yeah.
He says the law of extraction. Well, I'm reversing that law and I'm extracting things out of you.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
So now you're so busy waiting for something to come to you. And I'm pulling something
out of you. Come on. Come on. Amen.
The kingdom of God as well. So how the kingdom get out here?
That's right.
I'm asking. If the kingdom of God is well, it was in you, right? So how I get out here? Unless there's an extraction. If greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, that's good information to know that there's something greater in me than what I've been dealing with out here. But how do I get what the greater is in me out here? Extraction. He said the law of extraction. He said you got to call God out of people.
That's different.
It's all salvation is. It even says, I'm glad he said that. He says, it is God, Philippians 2:5, said, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ. Go. Go, Philippians 2:5. Go, 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 go. This is what salvation is. Philippians 2:5. Paul starts talking and he said, let. Everybody say, let.
Let
sounds like an allowance.
Yeah.
It don't sound like you're pushing nothing. It don't sound like you're making nothing happen. It don't sound like you're forcing anything. I'm just allowing. Everybody say, let.
Let
this mind be in you. What's that word be in you? That's that be right there. Believe, right? Let this mind be where?
In you.
Say, in me.
In.
Which also was in Christ Jesus. That means the one that was in him is in me.
Right.
I just got to let it.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say, I just got to let it. Say, the mind of Christ
is
in me.
I
just got to let it. Come on, come on. Verse 6. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God. Oh, you ain't stealing nothing. Oh. You can't rob yourself.
Come on. Not a crime.
It's not a crime. If you take it out your pocket, that's your pocket. See, it's my pocket.
My pocket.
So I just can't rob myself.
Nothing.
If I got it already, here's another thing. If I got it, I ain't got to steal it.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. Come on, everybody. Somebody say, I already got it. Say, I already got it.
Already.
Come on, say, I already got it.
Already.
Come on, say it again. Say, I already got it.
Already.
So if I got it, I ain't got to steal it.
Right.
Or you going to get subpoenaed for something else? Who being in the form of, who being in the form of God, in what form?
The
fall
of God.
Thought in our robbery to be. Wow. Next scripture. But made himself of no reputation and took up him the form of a
servant.
You've been served. Come on, 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 say it again, you've been served. Come on, you've been served. You done got the paperwork already. I told you to show up. You've been served. I only call you as a witness because I know you done seen something.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I can only call you as a witness because I know that you got what it takes to testify.
Come on, preach my God.
And was made in the likeness of men. You see the smuggling? You see how he's smuggling? But he made him in the likeness of men. Are y'all keeping up? If you're keeping up, say amen.
Amen.
It's on purpose. God is very tedious about how he does this. He made in the likeness of men. Made himself of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation and took upon the form of a servant. He took upon the form of a servant and made in the likeness of men. He's trying to do something. He's working on something. Jesus, I'm jumping ahead of myself right now, but Jesus is actually the law of extraction in the flesh. He is extraction.
Yes.
Likeness of men. Come on, next scripture. And being found in fashion as a what? And I want to be clear about that. He said he was found in fashion as a man. He didn't come found in fashion as some supernatural being or whatever. He was found in fashion as a
man.
He humbled himself. Everybody say, humble myself. And became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. Now, the obedience you got to do ain't even got to be death. I'm going to get you to obey something else. I'm not even asking you to go to the cross and get no nails. Are y'all seeing me? But the reason we have our trouble with obedience is because we've been deceived. If I can make you think you got to get, I can take your mind off of what you have. And so you never function from where you should function from because you're functioning over here. Call it sleight of hand. Get your look over here and I'm doing something right here. Unto the death of the cross. Next scripture. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. Keep going. that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. Everybody say inner.
Inner.
Come on, say it again. Say inner.
Inner.
Come on, say it, inner.
Inner.
Now, you don't know what you're talking about in earth. He's talking about in you. What you made from? The dust of the earth. Y'all heard me before. You made from the dust of the earth. That's why the kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, not on earth. In earth.
Yeah.
It's important. So he's talking about, and things under the earth. Keep going. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Keep going. Wherefore, my beloved, and ye not always obey, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Yes, sir.
Don't wait for what I'm about to say. Look at it. What are you about to say next? No, right here. There. It said, what it says?
Work out.
Everybody say work out.
Work out.
That's extraction. It's working it out. Work out. Your is a possessive word. That means I already got it. Come on, say I already got it. Watch this. So if I'm working out, you got to go with me. If I'm working out my own salvation, work out, the word is your. Then he goes to give you another word to make sure you know who it's for, own. Say you own it. Yeah, say I own it. Yeah. Say it's mine. Come on, say it's mine. Say it's my salvation. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
Next scripture, why? For it is God who worketh well.
Amen.
Come on, say in me. Make it personal.
Amen.
Say God works in me.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Say God works in me.
Amen.
One more time, real loud. Say God works in me.
Amen.
It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So you got to work it out.
Yeah.
It's an extraction. But if you jump up a little bit, that scripture, we just started verse 5, right?
Yeah.
Verse 5 tells you how to allow Jesus to extract himself out of you. Yeah. Let this mind be in you, which is also in
Christ
Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, there is no way to know what's on my mind unless I share my mind with you.
Amen.
There's no way to know how my mind works.
Right.
Unless you spend time with my mind. And when you spend time with my mind, then you begin to start thinking like I think.
Yeah.
You start answering questions like I answer them.
Yeah.
You start replying and you keep your mouth closed. I ain't saying much to y'all now because the enemy come, but he ain't got nothing in me. Sometimes y'all rebuking stuff, y'all need to shut up.
Come on.
Sometimes in some places you don't need to talk. There's not a confession for that. That's the enemy coming, but he ain't got nothing in you. So stop using your confession and letting him get in you.
Yeah, wow, that's good.
Because a lot of confessions be out of fear.
That's right.
A lot of confessions out of, y'all know it. No, your confession's out of fear because you forgot who you was. So you was afraid, so you start praying in tongues real fast. You got these fearful prayers. Well, how can prayers work in fear? Your confession is fear. Your confession is in fear and in fight. And the enemy will slip in on you through what you think works. It is God who works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Are y'all seeing me?
Yes, sir.
So if it's God that's working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, then I've got the description before, work out. Everybody say work out. Use your hand, work out. Use your hands. Y'all know I'll be looking at it. Come on, work out my own salvation. Are you telling me that I got my own salvation in me already?
Yes, sir.
Are you telling me that I'm praying for the angels to come and save me, but I already got my salvation in me?
It's already in. Wow. That's good.
It's already in me.
It's already in.
So now I got to see what extraction looks like. I got to see what, you ready? Y'all ready for this? If you're ready, say yeah. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
I got to see what an extracted person looks like. Looking unto Jesus.
All right.
The author and finisher of our faith. He showed you what it starts like and what it finished like. Looking unto Jesus. Are y'all seeing me? If you're seeing me, say yeah. Watch this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. So now I got to be looking unto Jesus. Everybody else is good, but I got to be looking unto Jesus. I got to see what the red words are saying to me.
Come on.
I got to see what Jesus is saying, because when I see what he's saying, I see what I should say.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I got the wrong statement for this situation.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'm saying the old statement for the last situation when this is a new place. Yeah. Sometimes I'm striking the rock when I should be speaking to it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
So I've got to see, and it's important that Jesus says, as I hear, I judge.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing it, as I hear means the same time and same way. Now, as I hear, when the problem comes, I want to hear the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what's that scripture? He give a way of escape. The way of escape comes with the situation.
Yeah.
The answer is already present with the problem.
Yeah.
No, I don't think y'all hear me.
Yeah.
There's not a delay. Jesus makes a statement one day and he says, and don't ask, don't say 4 months and then the harvest. He said, look around you. He said, the field is white for the harvest. You just can't see what is right now. Are y'all seeing me?
It's,
as I hear, I judge. As it comes up, I have the judgment for it. I don't need it before. And I don't need it after. I just need it right then. Are y'all hearing me? And he's going to tell you, but I got to see what their mind is. I got to spend, Jesus wouldn't go to a lot of people's churches. Yeah, a lot of churches that open today, Jesus wouldn't go. He not pulling up. Oh, not because they in sin or they just ragged and nothing. I'm not with that. Y'all moving too slow. Yeah, you talk Jesus, if you watch, you read through the story, Jesus was always doing something on the Sabbath. But on the Sabbath, you ain't supposed to do nothing. He's unorthodox. He's not doing it the normal way. So I'm going to heal on the Sabbath. Then I'm explaining to you, well, if it was you, would you want it done to you on the Sabbath? Y'all get what I'm saying? There's a way that Jesus functions that you can only function from with his mind. Great is he that is. Kingdom of God is. He also says, I'm in the Father me, you in me, and I'm in you. He's trying to tell you where it's at. All right. And if it's in me, we don't have to decipher where it's at. My delay, I heard this and I said this again. My delay is because of my dullness. You know the scripture you're talking about, you're dull of hearing? Yeah, I'm dull of hearing who he is in me.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing that?
Yeah.
So now I'm delayed. So now I gotta have this, 35 days of consecration, 40 days of this and this and that, when it's like, it's right now. It didn't say in 40 days faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. It didn't say in 21 days faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence saying not seen. It didn't say in 3 months faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence saying not seen. It says now faith is. He didn't say I will be in some days. He says I am. Remember we go talk to Lazarus, he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead? Then they say, well, we know he's going to get up in the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. Come on, say it. Say,
I am the resurrection.
Use your mouth. I'm looking at you right now. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Use your mouth and say, I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
All right, she said it. Amen. I'll stay there. I am the resurrection. So I'm not waiting for the resurrection. I'm not waiting for my situation to change. I am the change. Come on, say, I am the change. Come on, once you realize that I am the change, once you realize that I already got it, y'all hear me? Once I realize that I am the change, once I realize that I'm already got it, then when I step back in that place, it changes.
Amen.
See, your healing that you've been trying to pray for is actually in you already. Yeah. The healing or the deliverance that you've been trying to get to come from somewhere else is already
in me.
It's already in you.
Yeah.
So if it's in you, but I need it out here.
Yeah.
Come on, say, I need it out here. Come on, say, I need it out here. It's cool that it's in me. Say it. It's cool that it's in me. But I need it out here. Well, the thing that I need out here is already in me. It's just got to be
extracted.
Yeah. It's got to be extracted. It's already in you. Y'all get me? It's already on the inside. So if it's already on the inside of you, that means that those works, God is working where? In you. Now, can God work disease? No. If God is working in you, can disease be there?
No.
If God is working in you, can disease even live there?
No,
because God, where God is, there's no disease. Where God is, there's no lack. So if that's the case, then what I need to be trying to come on the outside is already inside of me, and I'm letting it extract.
That's good.
You see it? Y'all see it? Y'all see how you've been believing out there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all see how y'all been believing out there?
Yeah.
But it's in here?
Right.
You see how you've been believing for it to come from somewhere else, but it's in here?
Yeah,
it's already on the inside.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
But if I don't know, then I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm looking somewhere else for the answer when the answer's already.
Amen.
That woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. He said, I felt virtue come out of me. But that wasn't the only extraction.
Come on.
Because he said, your faith made you whole.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So as virtue comes out of him, the virtue comes out of him to extract who she is out of her.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Hammers. All right. I don't want to jump. Sometimes you got to put your soul in witness protection. your soul around too many people. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his? Your soul around too many people. Sometimes you need to put your, I'm going to use these legal terms. I hope I'm using them right, Judge and Travis. I hope I'm using them right. Witness protection. Protect your witness. Nope. I'm not gonna let y'all do it. Protect your witness. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you gotta protect your witness. Somebody gotta put your soul in a house somewhere that don't nobody know where it's at. And lock it up in there and protect your soul till it's time to testify.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all know y'all be watching Law and Order and Criminal Minds and all that. So y'all know all the jargon that I'm saying. Witness protection. So I'm letting everybody know where your soul at.
Yeah.
Telling everybody all your dreams and all your visions. You know what the Lord gonna do with me? That's a time he's not gonna do it, because not only did you tell that person, you don't know what that person got going on. And you don't know where the devil at trying to listen to you. A lot of the stuff been stopped because y'all been saying too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he heard you, so he gave you a counterfeit.
Amen.
Oh, that's what you want? You want a 3-bedroom? You want a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house? Okay, got you. Boom. And I give you a bad loan. Y'all know the devil give blessings too, huh?
Yeah.
You know he got things he's going to give you too.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when Jesus got tempted by the devil, right? He said, I give you all these things, you bow down and worship me, right? Yeah. That's a real thing. Keep your mouth closed. God says, I put it on the inside for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I can't. Are y'all hearing me? Say amen.
Yes.
God said, I put it on the inside for a reason. I've been trying to smuggle it. I hid it inside of you for a reason. You remember Jesus would do something and he'd say, don't go tell nobody? That don't make no sense. We're supposed to go tell the world. No, he said, don't go tell nobody. There's some times that you don't need to go tell nobody. But as I hear, I judge. So now Jesus, watch this. Jesus the Christ, as he lives on this earth, as you and I, bleeding, sleeping, and eating. Yeah. He get tired. He had to go to bed. Yeah, he was sleeping in the bottom of the ship. Jesus wasn't always, my son, I'm all powerful, let's move. Jesus said, I'm going to sleep. And why did y'all wake me up? Y'all got that one down. We got that one down, right? Somebody wake you up at the wrong time. Why you woke me up? I'm sleeping. You can't see him. I'm tired. We got that revelation. Some of y'all got it Sunday afternoon. I know how them Sunday nights be. Yeah, I'm tired. Don't wake me up. Why y'all wake me up and you start talking, oh, you a little faith. Lord, there's a storm, and I'm you little faith. He put it in skin like ours.
Amen.
In flesh like ours. And watch this, watch this. Subpoena, it's a summons, it's a calling out. Jesus and who he is actually calls us out. Now watch me. You ever had somebody call you out? Yeah, y'all know what I mean like that, right? Call you out? Like call you, they call it calling on the carpet.
Yeah.
Like, are you gonna put me out there like that? Yeah, call you out. That's what Jesus do. Him in the flesh, where he come from as a man, calls you out. It gives you no more excuses to be regular. Ooh. See, that's why a lot of people don't want to talk about it and don't want to go that far into Jesus and don't want to talk about him with an extreme because it's too much responsibility. Because Jesus starts talking stuff like lose your life to find it. It's like, what you talking about, Lord? They be talking about this a hard saying. No, it's not. It's just hard for you because you don't want to lose nothing. Yeah. Well, give us the revelation is go sell what you have, give it to the poor, take up the cross and follow me. Ain't nothing no deeper than that. That's hard, Lord. I don't know. Give me the anointing in the spirit. No, that's your flesh. That's yourself trying to hold on to that. He gives us very clear instructions and tons of clarity as human beings on what we're supposed to look like. And then he says this, watch this. This scripture, I'm gonna go to two of them real quick and then I'll be done. John 14, I talked about one of them earlier. John 14. Your belief is your extraction tool.
That's good.
Y'all get me?
Yeah.
My belief is my extraction tool. Now remember, now he says this. Watch this. Now we're gonna go to the scripture. He says, if thou canst believe, what does it say? How many of y'all know that scripture? Thou canst believe all things, but that's not either good or bad. It's whatever you can believe is possible. Y'all get me? So there's a lot of things that we're connecting our belief to that may not be the will of God, but it's possible. So remember now, my belief is not for the external things. My belief is for being. So now I got to go back to see who I really be and connect my belief to that. You get it? Watch this. John 14, 12. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth well. Oh, that's specific. That's specific. He didn't say for me. He didn't say for anything. He said, he that believeth on me, me is a person. Me is an individual with an identity and a personality. It's a character. He that believeth on the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go unto the Father. This is extraction. But believe on him. Now, if you ain't believing on him, whoever you believe on, that's the works you're going to do. Extraction. Everybody say extraction.
Extraction.
Come on, say it again, extraction.
Extraction.
One more time, say extraction.
Extraction.
John chapter 7. Verse 38. Let's start off at verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, oh, he cried out. I'm trying to get y'all to understand this. He's yelling out. I'm trying to get you to understand. I'm trying to get you to recognize this. He cries out. Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, I'm seeing this right now. We've kind of been coming to Jesus to drink. We be drinking other stuff. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Don't get your sustenance from anywhere else. And I thought he was telling me, come unto him and drink. Just a couple minutes ago, They tell me, come unto me and drink. But then he tells me what drinking does for me. Go to the next verse, verse 38. He said, he that believeth is extraction. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So Jesus is extracting you to be an extraction. He's getting you to drink of him so that you can be water for somebody else. Say, I already got it. Amen. Take my subpoena back.